Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is All Saints Day, a day when we pause to remember, a day when we look around and look back, a day when we hold joy and grief in the same hand. A day when we say we believe in the communion of saints and we mean it. And today I would like to think about this in terms of a family portrait. Now I don't know what your family photos are like, but I can tell you what mine are like. There's always someone blinking, someone looking the wrong way, someone with their mouth open mid-sentence, someone who didn't get the memo about what to wear, and if there are little kids involved, forget it. Someone's crying, someone's got their finger up their nose, and someone's crawling away. And yet we still take the picture. We still gather everyone in and we say, cheese. Because it's us. Even if it's not perfect, it's family. And it's worth remembering. All Saints Day is God's family portrait day. It's the day we remember that we are part of a much bigger family than the people sitting in the pews next to us. It's the day when we remember the church is not just this congregation or even the church on earth. It's the church across time and space. It's the saints who have gone before us. It's the saints who are yet to come. It's the whole communion of saints. And it's not a perfect picture. Every week we say the Apostles' Creed. We say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. And maybe we say it without thinking. Maybe we say it like we're reading off a grocery list, but those words are packed with meaning. The communion of saints means that we are not alone. It means that the church is not just what we see. It's not just this building or this service or even this generation. It's all of us together. The living and the dead, the faithful who have gone before us and the ones who will come after us. It's the saints in heaven and the saints on earth. It's the whole beloved family of God. And it's a big, messy, beautiful family. Now, how do we get into this family? We don't get in by birth, not by blood, by relationship, not by being good enough or holy enough or having our act together. We are brought into this family by grace, by water and the word, baptism. When we baptize someone, we declare, child of God, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. The cross of Christ isn't just a temporary tattoo. It's not a membership that expires. It's a promise, a claim, a new identity. Once you're in the family, you're in. You may wonder at times. You might struggle. You might doubt. You might even make a mess of things. But God doesn't unadopt you. God doesn't crop you out of the picture. Let's go back to that family portrait. You know the one? The one where everyone's trying to look their best. You've got matching outfits and forced smiles. The dog wants it still and the toddler who's had enough. The teenager rolling their eyes. The uncle who's late. And the grandma who's still fussing with everyone's collars. It's chaos. And yet it's beautiful. because it's real. And that's the church. That's the communion of saints. We are not a perfect family. You know, someone once said, the church is not a hotel for saints, it's a hospital for sinners. And that's the truth, isn't it? We are not a polished, airbrushed, Instagram-filtered family. We are a real family. A family of sinners and saints. A family of doubters and dreamers. A family of people who don't always get along, who don't always agree, and who sometimes hurt each other. And yet we are bound together by something stronger than our flaws. We are bound together by grace, by the love of God. Sometimes we hear the word saint, and like Lambo, we think of stained glass. We think of halos and harps and people who never messed up. But that's not the biblical picture of a saint. A saint is someone who belongs to Jesus. That's it. A saint is someone who's been claimed by God in baptism, someone who has been washed by grace, someone who is part of the family, not because they earned it, but because God said, "You're mine." And that means that the saints are not just the ones with feast days and statues. The saints are your grandmother who taught you the prayer, the friend who brought you to church, the neighbour who always has a kind word, the person who sat in the back pew and never said much but always showed up. And yes, the saints are also the ones who are difficult, the ones who are complicated, the ones who hurt us or let us down or struggled with demons that we couldn't see. Because grace doesn't wait for perfection. Grace meets us in our mess. Today we will remember those who have died in the past year. We say their names and we light candles. And we do it not just to mourn, but to proclaim something. We proclaim that they are still part of the family. They are not gone. They are not forgotten. They are not erased from the picture. They are still with us in the communion of saints, in the mystery of faith, in the love of God that holds us all. And maybe if we listen closely, we can still hear their voices in the hymns we sing. Maybe we can still feel their presence when we gather at the table. Maybe we can still see their fingerprints on our lives. They too are part of the family portrait. Not because they were perfect, but because they were loved. Because they were baptized, because they belonged to Jesus. In Revelation, we hear about a great multitude, too many to count, from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne of God. They're wearing white robes and waving palm branches, singing, "Salvation belongs to our God." That's the family portrait. It's not just us. It's not just Lutherans. It's not just people who look like us or think like us or vote like us. It's everyone. The whole beautiful, messy family of God. And here's the thing. Those with white robes, they're not white because the people were perfect. They're white because they've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They've been made clean by grace. That's the only way any of us get into the picture. In a few moments, we'll come to the Lord's table. And as we do, we're not just gathering with the people in this room. We are gathering with the saints, with the whole communion of saints, with the great cloud of witnesses, with the ones we've loved and lost, with the ones we've never met, and with the ones who are yet to be born. It's a family meal, and the table is big enough for everyone. You don't have to be perfect to come. You don't have to have it all together. You just have to be hungry, have to be willing to receive, because this is a meal of grace, a meal of forgiveness, a meal of belonging. And we give thanks that in the end the picture is not about us. It's about the Lamb. It's about Jesus, the one who gathers us in, the one who makes us clean, the one who makes us part of us, his family. And in the picture are the saints we remember today, the ones who have died in the past year, the ones whose names we say, the ones whose absence we still feel. They're not missing. They are just in the part of the picture that we can't see yet. But one day we will. One day the veil will lift. One day the chaos will settle. One day the whole family will be gathered. No one left out. No one forgotten. No one lost. And the picture will be complete. Not because we finally get everyone to smile at the same time, but because the Lamb is at the centre, because grace has done its work, and because love has held us together. So today, take heart. You are part of the family. You are in the picture. You belong. Whether you feel like the one with the hair out of place, or the one blinking at the wrong time, or the one who's not sure you even fit in, God says, you're mine. And that's enough. We remember the saints. We give thanks for their lives. We grieve their absence, and we rejoice in the promise that they are still with us in the communion of saints, in the mystery of faith, and in the love of God that never lets go. So come in. Come in and sit down, for you are part of the family. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.